want the 30-degree dead band with 3/10 degree per second. Oh, correct. Excellent. 3/10 degree per second.
Okay, set up just the way you did. Set up just the way we did. Come in here, right?
That's affirmative, John. And when you get down to disabling jets, we want you to disable all jets in quad C and D. And we're standing here looking at the procedure. If you want us to help you out on it.
Roger, understand. Charlie and Dog?
That's affirmative.
Okay. Hello, Houston Apollo 10. Over.
Go ahead, 10.
Okay, Jack, looking ahead in the flight plan, what we'd like to do is make this a pretty long sleep period. I understand that the first mid-course occurs in 15 hours and was initially looked at about 1 foot per second, which shows we're right in the slot. And what we'd like to do is sleep in a little bit longer than what was outlined here, say, since you've been up for about 22 hours, over.
Okay, let's get these people to arrange that. Stand by, please. Looks like we're planning to let you sleep in already, and the only thing that would possibly change that flight plan wise is some P-23 activity, which we can postpone, or?
Okay, well, all of us are kind of pushed out now, just a little bit tired from doing all this today, and John particularly, he's really been worked hard on the landmark tracking eyeballs from source, so if we could postpone that for a little while and just sleep in, we'd sure appreciate it, over.
Sure, we'll work that out, and we want to ask you if you've been getting any caution warning on the fuel cell, too, recently. Roger, it turns out that the purge fuel cell, too, didn't change anything, and we're trying to work something out, so this won't be bothering you during the time you're trying to sleep, or...
Okay, apparently the package or the pump or whatever recycling doesn't bother you down there, huh?
Well, the exhaust temperature is getting down near the caution warning limits. It hasn't gone over them yet, but we thought if they started doing it, why it was going to bother you, and we're trying to figure out something else.
Yeah, I know, but my question is, your analysis of what's causing the cycle, maybe the pump's going on and off, or there's a temperature sensor that's out of balance or something. Whatever you think it might be, it isn't bothering you, huh?
Gene, we're just taking a look at fuel cell, too, and we're analyzing what it's doing, but it, at the moment, is of no excessive concern, over.
Okay, thank you.
Apollo 10 Houston, we have a pre-sleep checklist here for you, a few items to turn off when you're ready to copy, over.
Okay, Jack, go ahead.
Okay, your optics power switch off. Your SCS electronics to ECA. And using Omni for PTC, go to Omni and Bravo. Gain antenna track manual, portable water heater off, high gain antenna power off, your rotational controller power direct both off, and on your cryo tanks, we want all cryo fans off, and on the heaters reading on your switches from left to right, your H2 tank 1 heater off. Your H2 tank 2 heater auto, your O2 tank 1 heater auto, and your your O2 tank 2 heater off, over.
at 1, H2 is off, 2, H2 is auto, 1, O2 is auto, 2, O2 is off, and all my fans are off.
That's right, you got it right.
And let's see, you gave me road power, potable water here. I gain command yell power off, will be an Omni BSPS electronic CCA and optic power off.
Right, you got them all.
Going Omni at 10 at this time.
Roger.
Getting there. My only problem is I may fall asleep before